I wanted to throw one more little tidbit out at you that might be something interesting to contemplate. I was recently participating in an online, short little online course on global harmony through the Charter of Compassion. And the person that was presenting it presented an axiom, and I don't know the source of this axiom, but he claims that it's a pretty old axiom. So I'm going to just toss it out here as something to inquire about. And he says here that when we have a strong attraction to one thing, it automatically creates repulsion for the opposite. The stronger the attraction, the stronger the repulsion. As beliefs grow stronger, so do judgmental attitudes. So that, I think that's really interesting. I mean, I kind of feel that that's true. But maybe to even explore, how is that true even in the context of who you think you are? You know, sometimes I see that in... So I also participate in our Unitarian Universalist church, and they're very social justice oriented. But I see a lot of judgmental opinions based on, you know, the rightness of one thing versus the other. And so it's interesting to see how sometimes we even cling to particular views in a way that might actually be detrimental. And so in the context of compassion and in the context of seeing with the eyes of Kuan Yin, the question is how we hold our view, does that obstruct our ability to be compassionate? If I'm holding judgment about somebody, and saying, well, I don't think that you're worthy of my compassion because you don't agree with my view. How does that impact how we can extend compassion? How does that impact even how we offer loving kindness? You know, the instruction around loving kindness is that we offer it generously to all beings. Do we just say, well, all beings that align with what I think and the rest of them don't count, or do I include them all, and how do I include them all in that context? So I wanted us to do an exercise. And so I'd like you to find somebody to pair up with. And preferably, you know, we're not going to be totally equal on this, but preferably pair up with somebody of a different gender. And I think that's good. And Diane, I'm going to have you hold out, because I think we're an odd number, if you don't mind. Okay. So find somebody and arrange yourself so that you can connect with them. And I'll give you some instructions.
Lori, before you give the instruction, let me talk about Donna.
Okay. Okay.
In case some people are only staying half a day.
Okay. So when you get your partner, you can... Okay, you can sit quietly, and Diane has an announcement first.
So I neglected to talk about Donna when I first introduced Lori. So we have a Donna bowl back there. Donna is the Pali word for giving or generosity. And Lori is giving freely of her time today. If you're inclined to help support her teachings, Please be generous and put whatever you could afford in the Donna bowl. And if you're not able to, then just shower her with thanks. So thank you all, and please consider this. Thanks.
Yeah, I take thanks. That's a universal currency. So what I'd like you to do is, in the context of looking at views and identities, to just kind of explore that and tease that out a little bit. You know, sometimes we have different overlays. We have overlays of things that we pick up from our family. So we may pick up particular attitudes, beliefs, ideas from our families, from our community, from our culture or institutions. And they maybe affect the lens that we see through. And so this is something that I'm going to have you explore in this exercise. And so here's what we're going to do. First, you'll each take turns, and this is not going to be like one person speaking and the other person listening and switching, but it'll be one person will speak and then the other person will speak, and you'll flip-flop back and forth. And the idea here is to maybe name what identities or views do you have about yourself or about the world. So, for example, we may have different identities that we hold in our lives. Maybe I hold an identity right now as a teacher, but maybe I have an identity of being a woman, or I have an identity of being Asian. So what identity views do you have? Maybe also other views that come to mind in terms of maybe cultural, family, institutional kinds of things that come to mind. So the idea here is to explore a little bit about what views you hold. And so the idea is just to not engage in a conversation, but you name something, the other person names something, and maybe what they name helps you to go, oh, yes. And then you can name another thing and go back and forth. And we'll do that for a couple of minutes. And then I'll stop, and then I'm going to have you do another question that'll be based on what that interaction was. Does that make sense? Okay. So please feel free to start.